This is the podcast for the Learning Styles page of the Study Skills section of eapfoundation.com. For more information, visit www.eapfoundation.com. Different learners have different preferences about how they understand, organise and remember new information. Some prefer to study in groups, while others prefer to study alone. Some people prefer to think things through, while others prefer to be more active. Some learn best by listening, while others find it easier to remember information if they can see it. These differences in the way we like to learn are called learning styles. Understanding your own preferences can be an important first step in improving how you study. This section will introduce some of the main learning styles: the Kolb learning styles, the Honey and Mumford styles, the VAC model, and the Dunn and Dunn model, as well as considering some other popular learning styles. It will also give you ideas about how learning styles could improve your study. So let's first consider different types of learning styles. There are many different theories about how learners prefer to study, and therefore many different types of learning styles. Some studies suggest there are over 70 different models. Some of the major ones are discussed below. First, Kolb learning styles. Educators first became interested in learning styles following Kolb's description of them in the mid-1970s. His learning styles are connected with the Kolb learning cycle. He suggested that although learners need to go through the same stages as they progress through the learning cycle, they often prefer some aspects of the cycle to others. This led Kolb to identify four learning styles, which he called accommodative, divergent, assimilative, and convergent. Each of these and its connection to the learning cycle is shown below. Divergent learners like to do and reflect. They are imaginative, good at generating ideas, see things from different perspectives, and are interested in people and cultures. Assimilative learners like to reflect and conclude. They are theoretical, good at solving problems using reasoning, prefer abstract concepts, and are not so interested in people. Convergent learners like to conclude and plan. They are practical, focus on specific problems, unemotional, with narrow interests. Accommodative learners like to plan and do. They like doing things like taking risks, perform well under pressure, and solve problems intuitively, by feeling, not reason. Next, Honey and Mumford learning styles. Another notable model is the Honey and Mumford model, which is widely used in the UK. This model adapts the Kolb learning styles. In this model, which was developed by Honey and Mumford following extensive research, the styles are directly aligned to the stages in the learning cycle. This contrasts with the Kolb learning styles, where the styles are from overlapping stages. The styles are activist, reflector, theorist, and pragmatist, which relate to the do, reflect, conclude, and plan stages of the cycle. Each of these is described in more detail in the table below. The activist learner prefers to do. They need to be involved in new and challenging tasks and don't like to stop and reflect when a task is finished. They are good at speaking, solving problems, and taking action. The reflector prefers to reflect. They need time to think things through and prepare for tasks, and they don't like deadlines. They are good at observing, listening, visualizing, and brainstorming. The theorist prefers to make conclusions. They need to question and explore the logic behind ideas, and they like intellectual challenge. They are good at organizing, classifying, comparing, contrasting, and ordering. The pragmatist prefers to plan. They need to see a direct link between the learning and the real world. They are good at solving problems, experimenting, predicting, and exploring. Next, the VAC model, perhaps the most well-known model of learning styles, and the one used in this website, is the VAC model. VAC is short for visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, which are the three learning styles. their meanings and the differences between them are shown below. Visual. Visual learners learn best by seeing. The following will all aid visual learners in their study. Pictures, handouts, charts, graphs, maps and timelines, visual aids, for example PowerPoint or the whiteboard, colour coding like this, and reading. Auditory. Auditory learners learn best by listening. The following will aid this type of learner. Lectures, recordings, for example MP3, podcasts, discussions, debates, and repeating words. Kinesthetic. Kinesthetic learners learn best by moving and touching. Examples of activities that will help this type of learner are physical movement, projects, experiments, field trips, and frequent breaks. Now the Dunn and Dunn model. The Dunn and Dunn model is one of the most popular and widely used models in the USA. It describes individuals' reactions to 21 different elements, such as sound, light, motivation, individual work. Each of these elements is grouped under 5 dimensions: environmental, emotional, sociological, physiological, and psychological. Some other learning styles, for example the VAC learning styles, are included within these headings. The 5 dimensions and the 21 elements are shown below, together with some key questions for students and teachers to consider. Environment, which includes sound, light, temperature, and design. Key questions are: does the student prefer a noisy or quiet environment? Does the kind of lighting make a difference? Does the student like to study in a cool or warm environment? What kind of room design works best? A formal environment with rows of desks, or an informal one with sofas and pillows? Emotional, which includes motivation, persistence, responsibility and structure. Key questions are: does the student need a lot of emotional support and encouragement? Will the student persist on learning tasks or give up easily? Can the student assume responsibility for their learning? Does the student need step-by-step instructions, or do they prefer more open-ended tasks? Sociological, which includes individual, pair, peers, team, adult, and varied. Key questions are: does the student prefer to work alone or with others? Does the student prefer pair work or group work? Does he or she prefer a peer or the authority of an adult? Psychological, which includes perceptual, intake, time, and mobility. Is the student a visual, auditory, or kinesthetic learner? Does the student like to snack while learning? When is the best time of day for learning? Morning, midday, evening? Does the student prefer to sit still or move around while learning? And psychological, which includes global, analytic, hemisphericity, impulsive and reflective. A key question is: does the student prefer to start on a problem immediately or take time to reflect on it first? Moving on to other types of learning style. As noted above, there are over 70 different models of learning styles, too many to list here. Other models include adaptations of the VAC model by dividing the kinesthetic style into tactile learners who enjoy touching and manipulating, and pure kinesthetic learners who simply enjoy moving while learning, or by adding another dimension, reading, in which case the model is referred to as the VARC model. Some models combine or adapt elements of both the VAC and Dunn and Dunn models, for example by considering visual as well as social learners, or by adding an olfactory style for learners who find that smells and tastes can add to learning. Let's conclude by considering how to use learning styles to improve your study. With so many styles, it can be confusing to identify your own preferred style, let alone consider how to make use of this information. An important first step is to be aware of the different learning styles that each of us has. Just because everyone else in the classroom prefers to work in groups in a loud, bright environment doesn't mean that you do too. Think about the models above and decide which one you find most convincing, and try some online questionnaires to help you to identify your own style, although you probably know yourself well enough to know what your preferences are. Try to adapt your study to take your preferred styles into account, for example by using more images and pictures if you are a visual learner, or by studying outside if you prefer natural to artificial light. there is no right or wrong learning style. Understand yours and use it to help you learn.